we go. We are coming down in 3, 2, and 1. All right, I am here with Colby and Bree talking a little International Food and Wine Festival, the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival kicking off today. There is so much happening up here, right? Give me some details.
Right. Yeah, it starts today, like you said, and it runs all the way through November 23rd. Yep. It's a record
87 nights.
Wow.
Wild.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So wild.
And
plenty of time to take it all in, right?
Exactly. Plenty of time to pace yourself, to come in, have a few little bites, and then leave, and then come back the next day. It's great.
Perfect.
Those are the perks of being an annual pass holder.
That's true.
Yes.
But also this year, there's over 30 global marketplaces in addition to the World Showcase countries that you see every time that you come to Epcot.
Right.
There's over 30 booths set up with different countries and different cuisines and styles of cooking that you can find all throughout the park.
Yeah, and there's also the Eat to the Beat concert series that they put on every night. There's 3 different opportunities to see various acts. This year they have 10 new acts. That's Di Capella, La India is coming. Chris Allen is going to be here. In addition to favorites, you know, Boyz II Men, Hanson, 90 mm-hmm. Degrees is always a big favorite. So, yeah. It's pretty exciting. There's lots to do.
For people who haven't been to the Food and Wine Festival, pro tip, what are the things that you need to check out when you're here?
I think the biggest tip that we probably would say is bring friends.
Yes.
Because that way you can share and partake together so that
right.
you're not
overloading yourself.
Overloading yourself.
Gotcha.
And also pace yourself.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of countries, a lot to see, and a lot to eat and drink.
A lot to eat. Yeah. Yeah. And those two kind of go hand in hand. Yeah. You know what I mean? You go to a country and it's like, I will pick up this plate and we will all share this singular bite and then we will go to the next country. You know what I mean?
That way you can make it all the way across the World Showcase and not just till China if you started
right.
in Mexico.
Right.
They're right next door.
Do you have any particular favorites that you've experienced for this year so far?
Well, we're really excited about some new offerings that are happening. I'm really excited about the Apple Seed Orchard Marketplace, which is it's all apple-inspired ciders and beers and different cocktails that you can mix and match with different charcuteries and cheeses. And I love apple and I love meats and cheeses, so mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Yeah, and one of my favorites that is usually there every year, and I believe it's going to be there this year, is in Brazil, which is located between France and Morocco. It's the cheesy bread.
Oh,
and
it's
you
so
just can't
good.
Go wrong with bread and cheese.
I was going to say, we got cheese and apples, we got cheese and bread. It's one big cheesy festival. When you consider that the mouse is running it, it makes sense.
Exactly.
Hey, that's a good point.
Hey, look at that. All right, if people want more information, where can they get that?
TasteEpcot.com.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, so much for your time.